This is the audio for Chapter 6, Jesus, a New Covenant. Everyone seeks the keys to the kingdom of heaven, or seems to seek heaven. Yet the ego's game is seek and do not find. Heaven does not know seeking or finding or wanting. Heaven is here unchanged. How so then can what is already here be found? Cease to deny it. Cease to look for it in thoughts, emotions, and appearances in this world. Cease to deny that you are denying that it is already here. The world cannot tell you who you are. It reflects who you believe you are. Love expresses in fullness in every second of every moment, even in this world of form, while remaining unchanged. Just as you remain unchanged as the Father made you. You say that you want this. You desire the kingdom. Yet you do not really want it, or you would see it is with you always. If you hold one thought of judgment, you withhold all of the gifts of the kingdom from yourself. Yet this must be believed to be preferable to full acceptance of who you are, if in your experience heaven appears elusive to you. Ask me what you are holding back from yourself, what part of heaven you deny, and I will tell you so that you can see that it is nothing. It is a puff of smoke that rises and dissipates in a clear blue sky, leaving no trace in vast infinite clarity. Yet you prefer to believe instead that you would be struck down and thus would hide from me as you would hide from yourself, cowering as the Israelites did from the God they believed sought vengeance. Yet vengeance is not of the Lord. Vengeance in any form is a desired experience to deny the kingdom of heaven. You choose the path that seems safe. I ask you now, safe from what? What are you safe from? Have you ever felt safe? Know that you believe that following the Holy Spirit feels like risk to you. Look within and see that the idea of who you think you are can never feel safe, that you have never felt safe with false identity. See this truth and let this idea collapse before you. Every idea you have about maintaining safety for yourself comes only from the idea you can protect the small idea you have of yourself. The ego will find following the Holy Spirit risky indeed. For it is the highest risk to follow the Holy Spirit for a personal identity. Yet following is the denial that risk exists. Beloved, if you have not the willingness to stretch beyond the idea you have of yourself, you can never see who you are because you are continuing to indulge in an idea of limitation. The belief that the world outside you limits you in some way. And so you believe and invest, so you will continue to experience and search unsatisfied in a world of form for what you already are. Miracles are natural expressions of your divine state of being. Yet if you do not honor your divinity by following the Holy Spirit out of the illusory idea, you deny the miracles that are completely natural to you. You deny yourself all that you are, everything that the Father gives freely to you. The master key is love, not the love as it is known in this world. The world's love is a love of limitation that seems to have a requirement for it to be experienced. The God as Father knows love as he knows you, as you know love. He knows, as you know, that love is all there is and has no requirements, being unlimited by time and space, shining brighter than 1,000 suns and more in your mind. Acknowledge that you know nothing of this world, that this world holds no value for you, other than to see that it is a reflection in your mind. Every ant, leaf, drop of rain pointing back to you as an expression of all the love the Father gives to you in every moment. Freely, let love flow in your heart, in every circumstance, without limit. As it is given to you, so it flows out from you to touch and gently bless every leaf, shining star, and every breath. Look into your heart and see in truth. Is love limited? Can it be limited by a thought, a word, a deed, even if you wish to experience it as though? See that the only response in every circumstance is love without limit, as extension of the love of the Father. Love does not arise in you, nor is it given from you. It is you. You hold a belief that love, pure innocence, is flimsy and fragile, as you desire to experience love and innocence as flimsy and fragile. That you are flimsy and fragile, to be destroyed and fall as the dust of the earth, and yet you desire this. How can this be so, when what you are is the same as the very power that moves all of creation and fires your very breath in this world? Did you start your breath? From whence did it come? What is its source? You would question your source and attempt to limit the power that is offered to you, when you have never questioned the very source from whence your breath arises. Yet, even so, you are before your breath began, and remain even as the last breath falls, unless you desire and experience otherwise. Even breath is desired experience, yet still leads unerring back to your source. Even breath you would want to hide from your Father in guilt for making it, and then fight desperately with your Father as you believe he is the one who then takes it from you in vengeance. Yet you desire this experience of last breath, when love knows not beginnings or endings. Breath arises out of the belief that authorship, separate from God, is possible. Even breath cannot separate you from him and all the love he has for you. Innocence is the power you have as who you are, pure and untouched. The lion that lays down with the lamb of innocence. Let each breath be retranslated as a celebration of the love you share with the Father, in honor of his love for you. And know that you can choose life over an idea you have made of yourself in the dream. Hide nothing from him, beloved one, so that you can see that all that is his is already yours. And know, if you do, it is only your desire to hide the love that you are from yourself. Let us explore deeply this tiny mad idea in which the Son of God remembered not to laugh. Love has no memory, so to remember is to deny. Yet even memory can be retranslated for you and used in purpose to restore recognition of what has never been lost. You believe you have been betrayed, yet you desire to betray yourself. You believe God denies you, yet you desire to experience denial of yourself. One tiny idea, and the power of consciousness displays a world that never happened. You perceive yourself homeless without ever leaving home. See that all the world is a fiefdom of nothingness. You have only to admit the desire for a fiefdom of nothingness. Admit the desire for the tiny, mad idea, so you can see easily that it never happened. Trust is not of another, as described by this world. Trust is of yourself, pointing back to your identity, and thus beyond who you believe you are. I have told you that you only need a little willingness, and this is true because all of the power of heaven is on your side. Yet the power of the choice to deny all of heaven to yourself is yours. It does not change heaven, yet it will seem to change your ability to experience yourself as you are, holy, whole, and complete. As I have said, I cannot intervene between you and your thoughts, as this violates the fundamental laws of cause and effect, and imply that I agree with you what you believe. The insanity of this world. Yet with your willingness, I can reveal to you what is hidden, the chaff to be burned by the Holy Spirit, leaving only the good wheat. You will see this small willingness carries with it the power of heaven, the power of truth behind it. It is only your belief in weakness, that weakness has value, which is the illusion that seems to hold the door of heaven barred from you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. Only with one pointed desire for God and His kingdom, this single focus, will all the desires of the world fall away, until even this seeming desire for heaven falls away. For you will see that desire for heaven is impossible, as you are heaven itself, being synonymous with the Father. And in this you will see that you are and always have been lit by the fire of the Holy Spirit within. If there is a key to the kingdom that needs no key, as heaven is already here, it is to admit that you desire not to have your inheritance and have tried to give it away. Yet you cannot truly give it away, and in this you are angry. This is circular indeed, to deny yourself everything and then be angry when nothing is denied from you. You can only deny yourself. So there is never anger you are experiencing about another. It is only anger at yourself, with the idea that it can be projected to another or to God. Look carefully and see how impossible this is, and recognize that all the power is already yours. In truth, pain, suffering, sickness, and death are unknown to you. Would you choose these experiences over knowing who you are, the full inheritance that you have been given by the Father?